Hi class, this is Hanli from your Physics 188 class. Whenever I think about the CTS, which stands for Critical Thinking Skills, there's someone that come up in my mind, and that person is Socrates, the great Greek philosopher. Socrates liked to ask a whole bunch of questions to his followers like Meno, until he actually would come up with a final answer to the question they were trying to answer. I remember thinking that Socrates was such a crazy person, and also my previous English teacher who actually made the students in my English 88 class with the title of Critical Thinking, because he wanted to read a dialogue between Socrates and slave and Meno. It actually drove me crazy because Socrates wouldn't stop asking questions to them until he came up with an answer about our lives in the end by himself. And I remember hating that teacher for making us read such an absurd dialogue. I actually passed that class with an A, but still didn't know why I had to read that Socrates thing for my final. But I was so surprised when Tony talked about the CTS for the first time in class, because that's what drove me crazy throughout the summer session back in my community college. And that's when I realized why I had to hear that CTS thing from Tony even in SDSU. I can't remember everything we discussed about the last time in our group discussion meeting, but after reading this article, now I can briefly summarize what a CT is and why it is important in the physics problem-solving method. So since I grasped the importance of the CTS, now I'm going to answer why critical thinking is important in the physics problem-solving method. Maybe I didn't want to admit that CT is fundamental value in our lives until I read this article. But now I do know that we always do some reasoning in solving any problems in our lives, and the CTS leads us to get a better answer in whatever we are seeking for, which could be any science problems or even any problems that we face in our daily lives. It's not that the scientists, theorists, and technicians just come up with something out of nothing. They come up with a theory and a formula after going through many steps, such as gaining information, classifying what is right and wrong, prove their thinking, and publish what they came up with. A lot of process is required for them to come up with a formula, which sometimes seems pretty simple to us. A good example of CT is when solving a physics problem. When I'm solving a physics problem, what I do first of all is to draw a free body diagram. The CT already started when I looked at the problem because I knew instantly what I had to draw and that I had to draw a diagram for me to better understand it by visualizing the situation. After drawing a diagram, I chose the best formula to solve it, and so on. That is why CT takes a big part of the physics problem-solving method, because I have to reason and go through the steps to solve the problem. Not only CT is involved when solving a physics problem, but it is also implied when driving a car. There are many ways to get to my destination, and I should think which way, or more specifically, which freeway to take before heading there so that I could get there as fast as I can. There are problems that we can solve using only our common sense, but for my experience, there are more problems which we have to solve using our heads in a sense of combining our knowledge, things that we learned already, with new reasonable facts. And actually, CT is like the Bloom's taxonomy because both of them include processes such as classification, comparison, planning, and so on. Generally, reasoning is involved in these two terms. I agree to this article where it says, we look into our toolbox for the fundamental principles that will fit a problem, in which we make a prediction of future events such as extinction. In my opinion, a formal training in the physics problem-solving method produces more successful people because they are more likely to do things in a better organized way at work or in any organizations they are involved in when they actually become a part of the society. Since they are trained earlier as a college student, they will simply imply what they've learned before than those who haven't had any formal training in the physics problem-solving method. I believe that the better I am trained, the faster my way of solving problems is gonna be. A scientist doesn't come up with investigations based on his or her opinion, but his or her opinion is based upon substantial evidence, thoughtful analysis, and individual responsibility, as it is mentioned in this article. Here, I have a personal experience of when a tutee of mine didn't want to agree with my knowledge when I was teaching him something. He used to argue with me, saying that he had a different answer from what I came up with, but he couldn't explain to me why my answer was wrong. There was no reasoning from what he was arguing for, and what I learned from him is that I should never argue with someone without having a reasoning to protest myself. Actually, that tutoring session didn't last long. So basically, critical thinking is good for solving problems and to come up with solutions to make more accurate predictions in life. In conclusion, now I know that not every instructor teaches the students just to give them grades, but that there are those who really care about us and want us to learn more from what we are expecting to learn in a class, going beyond our expectations. We learn to have a better understanding of the world we are living in, and not just grow physically but mentally. Thanks you all for listening.